Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? As I say every week, I'm scripted to say one thing, but you know me, I don't go by scripts very well. So, Rock the Flock is the show. Why? Because it's run by the Lord. And what it stands on, Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. So anything that comes out of this show, anything that goes into this show, will be built on that foundation. Because from there, the only way you can go is in His hands. And that's where we're going to take this show. And this week, we're blessed again. Listeners, you really are, because God's just lined this up, star after star after superstar after superstar. We've got Mr. Chris Scott with us. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. Great to meet you. Thank you so much for the invitation to this. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Super excited.
Now, are you ready to be turned upside down, shaken? Because we're gonna find everything out about Chris Scott.
Absolutely. Shaken and stirred. Let's go.
Because when you come into a family, and that's what Rock the Flock is, it's not just a show, it's a family of artists. And if we're going to bring a brother into the family, we got to find out who's coming in, okay?
You got to. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back with Chris Scott right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Chris Scott. How are you doing again, brother?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you so much for having me today. This has been a pleasure so far.
Super. Now, where are you? You're actually Zooming into the show, and I love that because, you know, I do Zoom because the audio is so good to record, but it's a blessing to be able to see who I'm talking to because I see things. I see God's hand upon you. I see it again, another guest with the spirit of joy upon them. You have a spirit of peace about you. So I'm ready to get into who is Chris Scott and where are you zooming in from?
Sure thing. I'm coming in from Central VA, a little city, if you want to call it a city, of Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay.
It's known for a few things. One of the bigger ones being Liberty University. So it's just about probably the biggest Christian university in the world, at least for as far as online is considered. And you know, a funny little fun fact about Liberty University, most people that, you know, go there or they move there for schooling and move away, or they go there to school and then they stay, which a lot of people do that. Most people affiliated with LU, they're not local, but for me, I am from here. I'm zooming in from Lynchburg, VA. That's where I reside.
Awesome. I think you're our first Rock the Flock inductee from Virginia.
Okay, let's go Virginia.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Even though you're in the ACC and all of that, I'm a big SEC guy too. Forgot to tell you that. I'm a Braves fan and a SEC guy. There is no other football conference but the SEC. Just a side note.
Yep, love will cover all wrong, so we'll be fine.
Well, who is Chris Scott?
Thank you for that question. So I am an artist here, independent Christian artist from Lynchburg, Virginia. My family has been here for, gosh, probably a generation or two before me. And so I have two older sisters, one younger brother. And, you know, I love Virginia. I just got to put that aside as far as like just the beauty of it, the nature of it, seeing God's glory through, oh man, it's through everything. It's just such a beautiful place to live. So I'm grateful to be here. Growing up, I didn't actually turn to music as far as playing an instrument or singing or anything like that till a little bit later in life. Some people do it from like right from the get-go, which is fantastic. For me, I always had a very big interest in music, but an interesting thing about me is that when it comes to guitar, which is definitely my predominant instrument, I'm actually left-handed. So I'm a lefty. So, you know, growing up, maybe from age, goodness, maybe like 5 or 6, whenever I saw a guitar for the first time, to even like ages like 12 and 13, you know, whenever I picked one up, my buddy would be like, hey, like, that's not like the right way how you, like you play it. Like you're holding it upside down. And I'm like, oh man. So that stinks. So I never really played until my brother-in-law, when I was, I think about 14, you know, he was like, you have an interest in it. Let's string this thing the correct way, but lefty. And here I'm giving you like a hand-me-down guitar, if you will. And so that started my journey with guitar and songwriting. I've always been a writer. I believe God has gifted me with writing from as early as I can remember. But yeah, songwriting started there. And, you know, that's a really big part of my life. Yeah.
So are you married?
Yep, I'm married. Married to my wonderful wife, Marlisha, of the last 8 years. She's originally from Vegas, but she moved to this area with her family when she was, I think maybe around middle school time of life, but she's been here since. We met each other actually in high school. funny story how that happened. We weren't high school sweethearts or anything like that, but out of high school, when I really met the Lord Jesus personally, I believe for the first time when I was 19, and we can get into that, which I'd love to share my testimony. But like shortly around that time after my life, she kind of stepped back into my life, and it was very strange how it happened, but in a super beautiful way. And it was evident that, you know, she took a liking to me, and so I liked her too. And we just started talking again, and we started dating for a couple of years, and long story short, we got married, in our early 20s, and we've been together ever since. Been married 8 years, and
Children?
No, not children yet. One thing we struggle with is not being able to have children naturally.
Yes, sir.
That's something on our something that we pray about. But God has been moving so beautifully just in that area of life too, of provision and just being our everything. Mm-hmm. You know, He always is our everything through every sector of life. But it's just another way that, man, I can honestly say God has been so good, even through, you know, not being able to have children yet. He's so good. He's so good.
Well, I'm glad we could get your wife in, because if she listens to the show and especially to the podcast and we don't get her in on it, I'm just trying to take care of you, brother. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Well, all right. You said we're going to get into your testimony. I have a feeling in the next segment, there's a Bible verse. I asked you to bring a Bible verse to the show.
Yeah.
I have this feeling that Bible verse may be tied into your testimony.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Okay, well, we're just going to use that segment to share the verse and why you picked it, and I think that's going to cover everything.
All right, sounds good.
We'll be right back with Chris Scott right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or my favorite quote every show is, you're just scrolling across podcasts, trying to find something to listen to, and you hit this one called Rock the Flock, and you haven't been able to get away. I'm sorry. It's just that good. This week, sorry, Chris, I have to put that in there. This week, we're blessed to have Brother Chris Scott from the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Hi, everyone. Thank you again for having me. I wanted to share something today. It's a verse in Isaiah 1:18. And this verse says, it's from the Lord speaking. He says, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. That verse to me is something very powerful. It's actually in a song that I believe might be shared here soon. And those who have a chance to listen to it, there's actually a hidden lyric in there that you can hear, and it's actually direct. It's from Isaiah 1:18 directly. But to give a little bit of a story background to this verse, so I shared a little bit earlier about when I began playing guitar. when I was earlier on in my life, I think I was about age five. One person who plays a very key role in my life is my grandfather, who's now passed and he's with the Lord. But when I was, I think about five, he, he shared Jesus with me, and he asked me, if I wanted to ask the Lord to be into my life, and he shared the gospel with me. And, you know, even at a young age, this is like an encouragement to parents. You know, children are like, they're just like sponges. You know, they might not know everything of what's going on, but they're way smarter than, you know, sometimes adults can give them credit for. And I remember at that time in my life when he shared that with me, I didn't quite know all the ins and outs, but I knew in my gut, like in my spirit, even at a young age, it was the absolute right, correct decision. So I remember praying with him, and, you know, nothing really happened like immediately. But as life went on, you know, we live in a world that is fallen. There's a lot of suffering. We have our own flesh that we deal with. My parents, they ended up splitting when I was about to go into like middle school time. And around that time in life too, as everyone knows that's listening, it's a really pivotal time in your life. You might be struggling with identity, which is a very big, like a bedrock issue if it's not, you know, cater too well, right? You can become unwell in your mind, like if you don't have a strong identity that you're based on. Also wanting to just fit in with a crowd and just be accepted, you know. Also at this time, again, I didn't have that outlet of songwriting. So I was just a young kid, and I started making the wrong choices. And I knew from what the Lord put in my heart at a very young age, like I knew what was right and what wasn't. Mm-hmm. But again, at that age, you can wander. So I did that for years. I wasn't that close with the Lord, but I knew that he was calling me and he had a calling for me. I knew it without a doubt, and he proved himself faithful. So through all that, fast forward to about age 14, I shared that briefly earlier. That's when I got the guitar and I started playing. Started songwriting. It was amazing. I was like, well, you can actually channel like your just heartbreaks and dealings with life through music, and you can soothe yourself, even if it's not for anyone else, just for yourself. It's a helpful tool, right? Mm-hmm. I believe all music is God's. And so like, it's a gift he's given us to enjoy. And it can also lift people's hearts, you know? So I started playing guitar and writing, and I still wasn't making the best decisions in my life. And the years fast forward, and although I had music, like in high school, I was able to play, you know, lead guitar for like plays and musicals, things that they had, talent shows. My favorite thing I did in high school with music is I actually was the lead guitarist for our high school jazz band. Mm-hmm. For my junior and senior year. And that really opened up my mind to like, oh my goodness, there's like really beautiful music theory and complex chord structures, and music is limitless, right? It made me grow an appreciation for all musical genres. So fast forward, at about age 19, I just finally hit, and honestly, just a wall in my life where I was not giving God my absolute everything. And it showed. And you know, there was this point in my life, then it was just desperation. I see throughout my whole life, my grandfather, the same awesome man that shared Christ with me when I was a really little kid, throughout all these years, he would share Jesus with me. He would share truth, but in love, as the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And he was just an awesome man of God, filled with just love and encouragement for everyone he spoke to. And I just remember that there was this point in my life where I was like, God, I see what you're doing in his life. I see what you do in other people's lives, but do I really know you, Jesus? Like, do I really actually know you? Like I say that I do, but my life doesn't show it. Right. I see everything around me, you know, the gifts you've given me and other people. How can I, you know, I want to know that like you really are who you say you are on a personal level, on a personal level. So there was this day, it was October 1st, 2013. It was a week before this. I ended up suffering a thumb injury, and this plays a part in my testimony. So I had a thumb injury, so I couldn't play guitar, right, to cope, as I've shared. I couldn't really do anything with my hands. I just sat there, and for a week, I had to ruminate and think on the gospel that my friend had shared with me a week prior, because another friend of mine had shared the gospel with me. So I was sitting there for a week in late September 2013, and I was just like, I feel like I'm hitting this wall in my life, and I need God, and I need to be closer to him. And there's this gospel going that in my mind, just playing over and over, like, is it really true? You know? And so that morning, October 1st, 2013, I awoke. And when I woke up that day, it wasn't like an audible, like, voice, kind of like how we're speaking, like, you know, the clouds didn't part and, you know, nothing like that. But it was this overwhelming feeling in my heart that it was like, anything that you're doing right now in this life that is taking you down this road, this cold road that's like taking you away from me, which, you know, I believe it was God speaking to my heart. He was like sternly but lovingly just like, now is the time for you, not speaking to anyone else, but for me in my life. He's like, now is the time for you to give it up, to turn around and to follow me. Again, it wasn't audible words like how I'm speaking now, but it was this overwhelming knowing, like, oh my goodness, God is speaking to my heart, and now is the time. Like, what am I going to do? So I obeyed him. By his grace, I obeyed him, and I just, everything I was doing that was not leaning me towards him, I just, by his grace, I just, in his help, I turned the other way. And so that same day, I'm like, wait. I go out on a run and I'm running because I like to try to be physically fit, and I think it's good for our mental health too, to, you know, take care of our bodies. So I'm out there, I'm going on a run, and I realize mid run for the first time in my life, I'm praying to God genuinely. I'm not, it's not these surface level prayers like, God, keep me safe. You know, I'm doing something stupid or crazy, or, you know, it's this genuine, God, I know you're there. You've proven yourself to me. And I love you, and I want to follow you. And I was a mess on this run. You know, like, I probably looked crazy. But I was crying. I was losing it. I realized for the first time in my life, like, it's like the colors came on. Like, it's almost like life before this was black and white, and now the color just immediately saturated. And that's like the best way I can try to put it into words. Mm-hmm. It's spiritual, so I can't quantify, you know, this, so I won't even try. But anyway, during that prayer, at the, like, the climax of that prayer, realizing, like, oh my goodness, God is hearing me, and like, he's good, and he really has died for my sin, and like, the gospel coming to life, I'm coming up this hill, and right as I'm at this climactic point of the prayer, where I basically say, God, like, I need you to just really, like, if this is real, the way how you have guided and directed, you know, my grandfather's life and other people's life, you know, you're a real true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like, if you're really who you say you are, I'm not testing you or anything like that. I just need to know that, like, you hear me for sure. Mm-hmm. And I know that he honored that, because right when I prayed that, before I even finished that thought of prayer, I'm going up this hill, and I reached the peak of this hill, and because I'm on a road, right? Like, I'm on a residential road. Mm-hmm. I see in front of me, there's this long line of trees that are there alongside the left and right side of the road, but they cast this beautiful, gigantic, like 20 by 20 foot heart made out of shade. Mm-hmm. And it's just right there in the road. And I'm speechless. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. I am a firm believer that God, you know, very much so, speaks probably loudest, in my personal experience, through his word. But I believe there are times in life where, especially maybe if we're early on in our faith, and really any time, we can't put God in a box. He does what he pleases, that he can really speak to us through very interesting ways, you know? That was October 1st, 2013. That's the beginning, you know, of my testimony. And I was 19 then. Now I'm 31. The years have gone by, but he has been so faithful. My music then immediately changed naturally. I used to write kind of like sad songs, but now they're just, even if I wanted to change them, I couldn't. They are filled with just hope. Like I couldn't change it if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a part of my testimony, and it ties into that verse I shared, because I believe that God will make you completely brand new if you follow him and you trust in him. Yep.
Well, amen, brother. Thank you for that, man. Because I know somebody listening, well, not only I need it, but somebody that's listening needs to hear that too. Mm. Because even though you just explained, I hear this over and over on the show, that you thought you were doing good, but you were, like you said, you were living in black and white. It wasn't until you really came face to face with the Lord that everything changed. And there are a lot of people listening that are living that life now. And Kevin, you challenge us. I'm going to challenge the listeners to look out. And like you said, we don't tempt the Lord, but just be still and listen to him. You know, break away all this stuff. And that's why I'll just leave it at that stuff. And listen to him.
Right.
And let him, because people struggle, Chris. You know, they struggle all different fashions of life. They're seeking something, and they're not going after the one true thing, and that's Jesus.
Right. Amen.
So, just tell everybody, get out on a run, find a hill, and ask the Lord to show you a sign on the other side. How about that?
Yeah. Amen. it's scripture says that too. And it's just natural revelation. It's just, you know, again, there's different ways that we can encounter just a beautiful moment with God. But I do encourage others, just honestly, just go outside, you know, whether it's daytime, going on a beautiful walk, or at night when you just, you know, we have cicadas here in the South at night, you know, but honestly, and again, in my story, it ties a lot, and it probably will still a bit more in the future here in the show, but it ties back to my grandfather. When I was a little kid, he would take me out on walks at night and walk his dog, and he would point up at the stars at me, and he would say, "Hey, Chris, like, do you know who made those?" And I have no words. It's just, God has this beautiful creation, like this tapestry that he just artistically just beautifies every day and night. And, you know, every day is brand new mercies, and it's almost unbelievable how good he is. And it could be as simple as just, yeah, going outside, even taking a quiet moment.
Because I'm an outside person. I love outside, and I take my grandson outside. This is cool.
Okay.
This is cool.
Yeah.
And we listen to the birds, but we just don't listen to the birds. It's God. I tell him that sound. That's the sound of the Lord. And we listen to the wind through the trees. And I said, you know, that's not just the wind through the trees. That's the Spirit moving, you know. And if a squirrel goes up a pine tree and it makes a noise, it's just the beauty of the Lord. It's his, like you said, it's his orchestra just plays out here. But we don't take time. We just don't take time to listen to it.
You're getting me fired up to go outside right now.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I'm fired up, because when we come back, we're going to talk about your music.
Okay.
And in the end of that segment, we're going to play a song, a Chris Scott song, right here on Rock the Flock Radio, which is totally cool. But we'll wait, and we'll get into that here in just a minute.
All right.
We'll be right back with Chris Scott on Rock the Flock. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me from the state of Virginia, Mr. Chris Scott. Mr. Scott, we have gone all over your life. You know, I teased that we would do it from birth, but we got pretty close. I think we started at five. Didn't we start at five?
About five.
Yeah, yeah. I think we started, you know, learning about you at five, and just cool stuff, man, how God uses us. And we can run from a gift, but you can't run far, because it's God put it there for, not for our gain, for His gain. And it will be used the easy way or the hard way.
Amen to that. Yeah, he will reach out to the uttermost. That is for sure.
Well, this is one of my favorite segments, because this is why everybody is on the show, and it is their music. So we can get your music on the show, get it in the rotation, so you know that you're going to hear your music every Sunday night.
That is incredible.
Well, you talked about playing a guitar, a left-handed guitarist. Mm-hmm. I think I see in the background, is that a tambourine?
Yep, that's a tambourine on a closet doorknob there.
Okay.
Then that is a Les Paul Epiphone, because I'm not made of money bags. Gibson would be nice, if anyone's listening. And then basically my acoustic crafter model acoustic back there. You probably can't see it, anybody on video. I've wrote most things on that. I absolutely love it. And then this one is really special. It's the newest edition, and it is on Cold Roads. And again, my grandfather ties into my overarching story. He shared Christ with me. He shared Jesus with me my whole life before he passed. And after his passing, I inherited his McKinney lap steel guitar from, I believe, the 1950s.
That is cool.
And it's an old, dusty, I mean, beyond raggedy case behind it that's fallen apart, needs to be held together with duct tape. And that's the way I like it. And so that exact lap steel guitar, full circle life moment, has made it on this record, Cold Roads. So, yeah, I was very excited about that. Very, very beautiful, emotional moment, too. Yeah,
when that happened. I could imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. You know, I was helping my grandmother after he passed. We're kind of just cleaning some stuff out. And I just stumbled across this beautiful instrument. I knew he was, you know, instrumentally inclined. He is one of the greatest singers ever. My goodness. He was in his local church choir for, I think, over 50 years. Mm. And he was married for over 60 years. Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. So my mom always jokes, she's like, you know, you get your music stuff from me, right? but anyway, yeah, that guitar is really special to me. I haven't been playing it that long, but I think just as a guitarist most of my life, it's something you can, you know, pick up. Ultimately, God gets the glory. So, but yeah, I was writing this song. I'm a firm believer that the best songs, in most cases, if they're not written from like an awesome ghostwriter, is that they are written from complete experience. You know, it's hard to write a song that you have no really life experience writing. It can be done, and I think it can be used and reach people. But I think there's something different that the listener of a specific song, they just know in their gut, like, this is like real, you know? And yeah, Cold Roads, what I believe you'll be playing here today, was written this past winter. Right when you hear it, you can tell it's kind of got that fall, wintry vibe. And that song comes from a place in my life where I'm both encouraging myself, and I'm also encouraging two different groups of people, mm-hmm. both the believer who believes in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and also the unbeliever. I like to do that in my music. So this song is just about how in life, there's a whole bunch of roads that are presented before us. Mm-hmm. And many of them, it's just this very big, wide road, as Jesus talks about. And ultimately, this road, it will lead to destruction. But there's a small, narrow, right? There's a small, narrow path that he's called us to go down. So Cold Roads is basically just this outpouring from my heart to anyone who listens, that there's a lot of choices that are presented to us in life, a lot of these different roads, But if they aren't God's road for us, inevitably that road that we've chosen will become cold. Mm-hmm. You know, we will hit a wall sooner or later at the end of it. God is absolutely sovereign, and he will meet you there if you call upon his name. But the song is both an encouragement and just a helpful tip. You know, like we can turn around if we know we need to turn around, and we should, you know. So it's just a heart cry of love. Yeah.
Well, why don't you do the honor of introing the song?
All right. Thank you all for listening. This is Chris Scott. Enjoy Cold Roads.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, man, all your comments. I really do appreciate it. It's really crazy, Brother Chris. All the people that listen to the show, or I get word through the station that, well, so-and-so is listening to it. And it's maybe what I call a prominent person in town, because I'm not.
Sure you are, man.
You know, but it's all thanks goes to the Lord. And
amen.
As I say that, before we go any further, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this show, Lord. Thank you for blessing it. I ask you to continue to bless it, Lord, to bless all the artists on this show. Lord, today I ask you to bless the artist you have brought to the show. Be with Chris, Heavenly Father. Guide him, protect him. Lord, keep him on that hot road to you. Lord, that you will keep his pen hot, Lord, that you will keep his hands warm playing those instruments, Heavenly Father. And Lord, take him places, Lord, that he may not think he can go. But God, we know what you can do in his life. Send him to those doors. Wrap him in a hedge of protection. Guard he and his wife. And bless each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That's so gracious of you. Thank you.
There you go, brother. Well, I'll tell you what. How can people connect with you?
People can reach out to me via Instagram, Facebook. I mean, Instagram is probably best. you can find me on Instagram at Chris Scott's Music, or you can email me at chrisscottstudios@gmail.com. I promise you, if you reach out to me, I absolutely will respond. I just love connecting with people. So y'all can reach me that way.
All right. Well, do you get to play anywhere?
I have in the past. I've played for a couple local churches as well in the past. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm not playing like locally for a church or an organization or anything like that at the moment. But I have played live before. I actually, you know, I have a buddy of mine. He nudged me like a week ago. He's like, dude, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? He's like, you need to be playing live. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, right now I'm really I'm focusing on just building up my discography, and like, I have so many finished songs done, but they're not, you know, mixed or mastered professionally at that level. So that's something I'm trying to work on myself, just to, you know, grow that art as well.
But when you go to the local coffee shop, mm-hmm. they don't have to be mastered.
Digging a hole for myself.
Yeah, it's just you and your guitar. You and the Lord in your guitar.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
How many songs, it could be ballpark, how many songs have you written?
I cannot answer that, honestly. I mean, I would say it like fully written, probably like 100, maybe 100, 150. Mm-hmm. But recently that I have down, I have my notepad on my phone. I could actually show this. it's kind of embarrassing. There's literally just, I could scroll and they're just like done. So I'd say for that, in the last maybe year and a half, that I've been like, okay, this is going down. Like I'm doing it now. Cause about a little over a year ago, I hadn't shared this, but I felt God put it on my heart. Like, you know, he was very loving, but I felt that he was also fatherly, you know, a little stern, like, hey, I've given you this gift. I love you. Now's the time. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really explain much more than that. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to fall forward and try. So I'm, you know, building my studio here at home and trying to learn more audio engineering on my own end. And, but yeah, I'd say I have probably about maybe around 30 pieces that are completely done, but like just working on, yeah, getting them out. So right now I'm just focusing on singles. I'm working up to my first debut album, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
All right. That's cool. Cause the Lord is, he's working on you and he's working with you. That is pretty neat to hear.
God is good, man. That's all I can say.
Well, all right. Well, Brother Chris, thank you again for your time. Thank you for opening up to us. Thank you for just sharing everything that you shared. And I just want to pull this out one more time that I loved your testimony because you thought life was good. But when you live the lukewarm life, the Bible warns us, you might as well be cold. And then you found the Lord and everything, he said, it's like the color turned on. You saw everything in a different way.
Yeah.
So I hope our listeners take that, and that, you know, my prayer is that every show, someone, it changes someone's life. So I just pray that that testimony that you shared will change someone's life.
Amen. It's an invitation to all, you know, those who believe and are struggling, but also those who don't believe. It's a beautiful invitation to all that God, he hears you. You know, the scripture talks about like an honest heart, so to speak, like that cries out for God. God does not, you know, push that aside, so to speak. He desires for all people to come and to be saved. So God is far greater than we could ever comprehend. And we're not even on the other side of this life yet.
No, we're not. You know,
he's beyond comprehension. And he loves us more than we understand what that means. You know, love, the common grace that we all enjoy, you know, just general love, like the love of family or a friend, that in and of itself is a grace that comes from God. You know, and he loves us more than we understand. So I just encourage all listeners out there just to start talking with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. You can check Chris's song, Cold Roads. It's streaming on all platforms?
Yep, everywhere.
You can go. I encourage you, if you didn't get to hear it, you have to listen to it. What a just a neat song. And Chris, you're just a blessing of a godly man, and I look forward to seeing what God has in store for your life.
Thank you so much, and it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you today. You're a great friend already, and I'm just very grateful for today. Thank you so much for this.
Well, it's Chris Scott on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.